coming double. Germinating, propagating. Rapid, rapid multiplication. Fear of becoming double, of spreading two by two. Exploding seeds of me blowing across a nation.
Without a doubt, this release is one of the most strange things that I've heard in some time. Originally released back in 1968, performing musical interpretations of the paintings of Paul Klee is a completely bizarre amalgamation of pop, folk, and psych rock music that both sounds like several different releases from the same era, and also completely unlike them as well. The National Gallery was actually a studio creation, a group of musicians assembled by jazz composer Chuck Mangione and producer-arranger Robert Karshner, who called the songs electronic paintings. While there's nothing truly electronic about the work by today's definition, one can hear some basic musical similarities to the Zombies' classic Odyssey and Oracle, which was released the same year, along with a slew of other musical touchpoints. One of the things that makes it really stick out is the completely bizarre vocals. Of course, it wouldn't be a late 60s album without some lyrics and vocals that are completely over the top and at times nonsensical, but listening to the National Gallery, I've found myself not only groaning a couple times, but laughing aloud as well. The release opens with barbaric, classical, solemn, and the group basically explores the definition of the three title words, both lyrically and melodically. Overlapping vocal layers express each delicately, while an almost instrumental hip-hop beat, string flourishes, rough guitars, and even an organ blare highlight the track.
The empty faces of times and places, a pathway of wandering, crying humanity. Ugly beauty, earthly duty, is their retribution.
Barbaric.
It could very well be my modern perspective creeping in again, but it seems that Diana in the Autumn Wind finds the group tackling seasonal affective disorder, and the track is a gem, with understated verses and more boisterous choruses with horns and vocal choirs.
The autumn haze makes yesterdays much harder to recall.
In terms of overall success, Boys with Toys may very well be the standout on the album. Grooving with a seriously funky rhythm and some scorching guitar sections, the song takes on the Oedipal complex with what are some of the most hilarious lyrics I've heard in some time.
Repressions of feelings of never exploded, psychosis, neurosis.
In other places, the more playful lyrics are simply a bit too silly. But even at these points, the music more than makes up for things. A Child's Game finds the group twisting perspectives, imagining adults envisioning themselves as a child would. Meanwhile, back and forth male and female vocals, orchestral arrangements, and light guitars propel the song forward. Fear Behind the Curtain is another strange track, with almost tribal-sounding polyrhythms and more aggressive vocals. Lyrically, the group is about as out there as ever, spitting out stream-of-consciousness lines before tying everything together at the end with chanted lyrics that enlighten the oddities before it.
that's for certain. Not even care to completely wholesome rabbits beware. Bugs everywhere. Look over there. A man in a trailer. A bleary-eyed sailor smoking a rope with a knot at the end.
Apparently, the album sold very poorly upon release, while both Mangione and Karshner went on to much bigger and more well-known projects soon afterward. Although it's not as strong as some of its contemporaries, it's definitely an overlooked release that has a slew of great stuff on it. If you're a fan of the era, or weird musical oddities in general, this one is definitely worth hunting down.